I think it's important to take the advice of John Kirby, who said, what we're not going to do is speculate. We're not going to hypothesize. We're not going to provide content that we can't be sure is accurate. As far as wild speculation is concerned, I would like to leave that up to the Happy Doomsday podcast. He didn't say the last part, but he said the first part. The end of the world is coming fast. But the good times never wanna last. Oh no, kind of thinking we're all doomed. But anyway. Happy Doomsday, Lauren.
Happy Doomsday.
It's another terrible day in the modern world.
It is. Longest week ever, actually.
You know what? I find myself saying that every single week. But today we have a fun topic, a lot more speculative than your very facts and science-driven previous episode. Mm-hmm. Today, we're talking about the New Jersey drones.
Which I knew nothing about until you told me. You're like, are you following this New Jersey drone situation? I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh. And that's going to be a topic an angle of this that we're going to hit on a lot is just the weird silo that it was in.
Yeah.
Where I felt like I was the only person I knew who was plugged into it. But my entire feed was just like insane and nobody else in the world knew about it. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, I knew nothing. I want to point out something to those who are only listening to us. They can't appreciate your conspiracy theorist sunglasses.
Yeah, I wore these in honor of Dale from King of the Hill and just trying to go full conspiracy hog on this. But you know what? We're going to go to crazy places and then we're going to bring it back down to earth. Because that's what we like
promise?
To do. I promise.
Okay.
All right. In fact, the way this episode's going to be structured, I'm going to break us down for just a timeline of how events played out. Okay. And then I'm going to propose to you four explanations for the New Jersey drones, starting with the least likely, slowly working our way back to the most likely.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Wait, so are these explanations your explanations or explanations you found?
They're both. My guess is it depends. They're different theories amongst the four. There's some that are not at all my guess, but they are popular theories amongst people on TikTok. We're just going to be talking about four potential explanations that exist and breaking down what could be behind all of this.
Got it. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
Well, then, let's begin. In November 2023, citizens reported suspicious drone activity around New Jersey, focusing first around Picatinny Arsenal and Donald Trump's Bedminster golf course. At first, this is all that was being reported, but quickly this expanded to the broader residential New Jersey area. The flood of videos and conspiracy theories on TikTok and X and other social media platforms spread like wild, eventually resulting in investigations and FDA flight restrictions well beyond New Jersey. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Texas, Virginia, even Canada. To this day, federal communication and inaction has left citizens and politicians alike afraid, frustrated, and more than anything, very, very confused. So first I want to ask Lauren, what was your experience with this on social media and learning about the New Jersey drones?
You're my only experience. You're the only person who sent anything to me about this. Like, literally no one sent it to me. So when I'm hearing, like, oh, it spread like wildfire everywhere else, I'm like, what? I literally only heard about it from you.
Which I'll tell you, at the end of the takeaway section of this episode, I'm kind of reckoning with, maybe for the first time in my life, knowing what a bubble is on the internet, really. Always accusing it's other people as being in a bubble. And then you realize, oh, no, I'm in a bubble.
You are in a bubble.
But we'll get there because there's more context for that.
I even asked my friends about it and they're like, what?
Yeah.
They had no idea what this was about.
I was meeting up with friends and getting drinks. And I'd be like, so what do you think about New Jersey? And I'd be like, I don't know. Seems like a perfectly acceptable place to live. What are you asking me?
You mean the garden?
I'm like,
street? I don't
all the UAPs. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And literally nobody in my life, I don't think there's anybody in my life who knew about it before I told them about it. Eventually it was on CNN and stuff, but there was a long time where it wasn't.
Was it really on CNN?
Yeah, but it took almost a month after it was constantly on TikTok before it was on CNN.
I have to ask the question. I just want to make sure we're not in, you are not in some alternate reality.
You know what? We got a designated point to talk exactly about that.
Okay.
So we'll get there. But yeah, for a long time, I felt insane because it seemed like this was a phenomenon almost exclusively on TikTok and that anyone that wasn't on that platform wasn't aware of it at all. Outside of people in New Jersey, my sister lives in New York. And she has a lot of coworkers that live in New Jersey, and she told me they were all freaked out. So it really was people living in New Jersey were aware of this, people on TikTok were aware of this, and somehow nobody else. But the spread of it, we're going to get there. Right now, I just want to break you through the actual timeline of the events to give us a good base. So first, the term drone covers a pretty wide variety of unmanned aerial vehicles. There are 792,000 drones registered with the FAA, and that number is basically a 50-50 split between commercial and recreational drones. Okay. So half of those are your everyday people who got a DJI or something, but those are registered with the FAA. Commercially, drones can be used for photography, agriculture, and law enforcement. It's important to keep in mind that there are a lot of things flying up overhead in official capacities that aren't so nefarious just because we don't know what they are or we're not recognizing them. There's a large variety of drones in the world. As far as an official start to these sightings can be made, we'll say this all began on November 18th, 2023. That's when the very first suspicious drone report came into the FAA, which was subsequently followed by more citizen reports nearly every single night thereafter. At first, they were mostly, like I said, Picatinny Arsenal and Trump's Bedminster, but soon they were buzzing over people's houses. Mm-hmm. The reports and videos generally described a large car-sized drone well above the size of a consumer drone that produced a loud buzzing noise, kind of like a helicopter. And they tended to linger and hover in unusually low airspace. Many suburban residents reported them coming out shortly after sundown every night like clockwork for weeks, which what really made me feel insane that nobody else knew this, because the reliability and quantity of videos was just crazy. It's all at night. There's not a lot of you can see of the actual drone. It's mostly lights.
Yeah.
But there's so many videos, and so many of them do have a similar look to them. After we go through the timeline, I'm going to show you a compilation of some of these videos now. I'm going to want you to live react.
Okay.
November 22nd, the FAA issues flight restrictions banning flights over Bedminster. 25th, restrictions over Picatinny Arsenal. On the 26th, a drone actually prevents a helicopter from picking up the victim of a car crash.
Whoa.
Now they're actually getting in the way of services. December 3rd, if you're keeping track, we started on the November 22nd. We're now December 3rd. The issue is finally acknowledged by the FBI, who holds a press briefing and asks the public to report any known information and opens a tip line for uploading your own videos. On December 9th, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he says a lot of things that are going to be perpetuated a lot around TikTok and soon around the media. He says they fly up to 6 hours a night. He says it seems like maybe they're coming out of the sea. And he says you can't track these things because when you get up close to them, they immediately go dark and you lose eyes on them. These are talking points that you'll hear a lot in the coming weeks.
Who's saying this again?
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Wow, okay.
In fact,
Is he saying this from his own experience with them?
I think here he's reporting secondhand, but over the coming weeks, I'd say almost every politician associated with New Jersey is actively a believer, and many of them have gone and staked out and say they've seen them with their own eyes.
Well,
local governments are now learning that they have a vulnerability to drones because most measures to counter drones exist at a federal level. Mm-hmm. Axon CEO Rick Smith said, "The laws that regulate aircraft are not built to empower police to deal with them. So if your local state fair has a drone coming towards it that police believe might be dangerous, right now there's nothing they can do about it."
Damn.
So if anything, no matter what the cause of this is, I think it's really highlighted that we need some protections in our drone legislation and regulations, because if anyone can put any object in 3D space wherever they want from a distance, I think that's a little bad. I think we need a little bit more regulations and way to get them down, which, for the record, the way to get them down is not to shoot at them. There are jammers that can jam their signal and take them down. Mm-hmm. Shooting at them is very dangerous. Don't shoot up into the air, people. Also, we're not experts on what is or isn't a drone. As this expands, people are posting videos of everything they see in the sky. And you don't want to be shooting at a commercial airplane by accident.
Yeah.
So New Jersey citizens at this point, and police and politicians alike, are all finding themselves frustrated and helpless, wondering why the national government isn't nearly as concerned as they are. December 11th, U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew claimed that he has it on good authority that the drones are coming from an Iranian mothership off the East Coast.
I think this is about when you looped me in.
Yeah, this is about where it started getting a little bit silly.
Yeah. This is about when you looped me in.
It's worth noting that in this episode, we're going to explore a number of theories, but this is easily the dumbest of any that will be proposed and is the official viewpoint of this podcast, that this is a very toddler-brained theory. That makes no sense. Very stupid. It's not an Iranian mothership. You're just using the word mothership in a sentence as if it's like, oh yeah, motherships. We're familiar with that as a real-world concept. Stupid. Iran?
There's so many thoughts I have. First, I love that you made an official statement on behalf of the pod.
It's on the record.
But, oh my gosh. So, one, they're car-sized.
They're car-sized, yeah.
What? I didn't know that drones could be that big. But I'll back up even further. When I first heard about drones over New Jersey, when I think of drones, I know that there are the, you know, drones that people just use to take photos and things like that. Your average influencer has a drone. But whenever I hear drones dealing with flying over neighborhoods and stuff, I automatically think about military drones that go and disintegrate people.
Well, here's the good place to make that distinction. There's two kinds of drones. There's quadcopters, and then there's fixed-wing planes. So in either of those is a drone because it's an unmanned aerial vehicle. Right?
Got it.
The unmanned aerial part is what makes it a drone. So yeah, if you have a quadcopter with four rotor blades and it's going to hover around, that's a drone. Or if you're thinking about what America uses to bomb people overseas,
yeah,
those are fixed-wing drones.
Okay.
And we'll be getting more into that, too, later, the actual distinction.
Yeah, and what they are seeing, they don't have much detail. I just want to make sure I'm following.
Mm.
They don't have much detail of what these aircraft look like. They just mostly see lights because they come out in the evening.
Yeah, and I'll say there's also a level of sort of having to trust what these first-person people are saying, because it's hard to capture on video how high up these actually are, because you don't really have a point of reference within the video.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them are saying they're abnormally low, like things aren't supposed to fly this low. An airplane wouldn't fly this low. But in the videos, there's kind of no way to really
tell how low it's flying.
Yeah, I can't really tell. So I take a little bit of 50-50 split on whether to trust the account versus the video. And also say about this point, once we have like Congress people commenting on it, the number of videos goes way up and the quality of them goes way down. People are posting videos of all kinds of stuff that are not the same drones that were being officially or originally reported on. So as far as like, these are my kind of like original description of these are car-sized drones that make a buzzing sound and are flying low. That definition is going to change wildly because people are just posting everything.
Yeah. I think I'm alarmed in a number of ways, so I am tuned in to hear more.
All right. It's an alarming episode, but I'm going to bring us back down, guys. This isn't a conspiracy theorist podcast.
I really don't like the fact that you can just, like, local police enforcement does not have a way to protect you against any drone thing.
Yeah, learning that was very upsetting to me. That we have to fix. I think consumer drones should maybe even be illegal. I don't trust the average person to have that kind of power.
Not the average American, not the average gun-toting, violence-loving American.
No. Seems like we should shut that down, personally. Yeah. My hot take.
Yeah.
Well, after Jeff threw out his brilliant Iranian mothership theory, with zero evidence. He just says, I know a guy. Pentagon within hours shut that down and said,
I did see that.
No reason to believe that. There's also where the federal communication about this is very confusing, because they're simultaneously saying, we're looking into these drones. They're not government drones, and they're not a foreign entity. We don't know what they are, but they're not a threat. And that's where people are like, how could you know it's not a threat if you don't know what they are? It seems like there's like a thing you're not saying.
Yeah.
And there's something you know we don't know, because that's a weird, be like, we have no idea what it is. It's not a threat, which is basically what they're doing around this point.
Okay.
So December 12th, John Kirby says, we have no evidence that the reported drone sightings pose a threat from a foreign nexus, and that most sightings have been manned aircraft flown lawfully. John Kirby, he's of the FBI spokesperson. He says, we assessed that the sightings to date include a combination of lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and even STARS that are mistakenly reported as drones. The FBI says it has received 5,000 tips, but fewer than 100 have led to deemed worthy of further investigative activity. No evidence supporting a large-scale UAS activity have been found. So now they're sort of shifting into, we actually don't think anything's happening. This may just be pure hysteria.
This is from the FBI.
Yes. By this stage, people are pretty frustrated with communication from the FBI. They seem to be saying somewhat contradictory things and then telling us it's not a threat while also sending new drone equipment to multiple military sites around New Jersey in order to detect the drones. It's just kind of difficult to know what's an official statement, what's true, what's maybe a little untrue.
Okay, here's my current state. I'm tuned in to learn more. I'm also immensely frustrated with this response.
This is very frustrating, and I think this goes further than drones. I just think our government is very bad at communicating. And I think they're very bad at expressing to the public when the official stance on something changes with new information, which is fine. That's what you're supposed to do. But it's sort of like they just keep switching narratives without telling us why, and it just makes it almost feel like they're gaslighting us.
Yeah.
But it's just poor communication skills, I think.
Yeah.
So also another thing, Michael Melham, who is a New Jersey mayor, said that he was told by the FBI that if the police encounter a downed drone, they should call the county bomb squad and local departments should wear hazmat suits. And then he told everybody that, and that freaked people out.
So
at the same time,
if they're not dangerous, if they're not, you know, going to cause any issues, why would you instruct them to do that kind of preparation?
That is exactly
down?
Exactly the question. That's what makes it seem like their talk about it not being a threat is insincere. But it may, you know, just be an official policy to be absolutely safe, or maybe it is dangerous. They're just not saying. This is what's freaking people out, especially hearing these things from mayors and governors. You know, it's not It's not just people on TikTok. It's really official sources are the ones saying this. Even the really bad stuff, the really like a bad quality information, like the Iranian motherships, that's a congressman, you know? So our sources where we're supposed to trust things are giving us very conflicting and very concerning information.
So at this point, I guess, government officials in New Jersey are fully freaked out.
Fully freaked out.
Just as much as their citizens.
Yeah, they don't know anything, and they are begging for more disclosure. Eventually, they do get, like, a briefing, but they all say afterwards that they didn't learn anything, and it was a waste of time. So they're just in the same boat as the citizens, and they're saying, like, we don't know what's going on, and we're very frustrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I share in that frustration.
December 13th. Donald Trump urges the Biden administration to either release any information it has about the mysterious drone sightings or else for the people to shoot them out of the sky. Yeah.
Eat that guy.
He's a bad guy. It's the official stance of this podcast that he is a bad guy.
I hate that guy. The only reason he said anything is because it's an easy way to look tough.
Oh, absolutely.
Or look like he's doing something before he ever got in there. Oh, I hate him. Ah! This just pissed me off so much.
He also, to skip ahead in the timeline, but he said day one in office, he's going to release everything on the drones. And that's very much not true. In fact, I don't think he knew anything, which is not surprising.
Of course he didn't. He knows nothing.
Yeah.
He knows nothing. Oh, God. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I just got so enraged.
So he posted on his Truth Social, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening in our government's without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know. And now, otherwise, shoot them down.
That's exactly how he talks.
Yeah.
I
refuse to do a real impression.
Oh, I hate that guy.
So for the record, audience, this is a very dangerous thing, and you should not just shoot guns at things you see in the sky when you don't know what they are. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
So today the date is January 26, 2024, and there's still no clear idea of what exactly caused all the commotion in the first place. And really, things have slowed down. The number of videos, at least showing up in my TikTok feed, have slowed down. Officials aren't really talking about it anymore. When I Google stuff, it seems like there are people still reporting stuff, but it's not really going around. So who's to say? Seems like things are probably at as much of a point of closure as we're ever going to get. I don't think we're ever going to know exactly what caused all of this. But I think it's important to take the advice of John Kirby, who said, what we're not going to do is speculate. We're not going to hypothesize. We're not going to provide content that we can't be sure is accurate. As far as wild speculation is concerned, I would like to leave that up to the Happy Doomsday podcast. He didn't say the last part, but he said the first part, so.
Wait, who's the guy that said this? FBI guy.
FBI guy, John Kirby.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He loves the Happy Doomsday podcast.
He may not speculate. Everyone else is speculating. And I personally feel that as the FBI, it is your duty to control the speculation.
Yeah, that is actually, I think, even if we talk into like COVID and other things that require good public communication, our government's horrible at that.
And suck.
If anything, it's like if there is anything happening in official capacity, I bet you it's innocuous compared to the amount of mass panic they caused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what pisses me off? So like the woman who said, the FBI lady, I don't know her name, the FBI lady that came up and she spoke against the mothership thing, she was so smug, but offered nothing in return. She's like, there's no mothership. There's no mothership. It's like, yeah, we know there's no mothership, but what the hell is it? You're saying nothing.
Yeah.
You're just being smug and condescending, but what is it? What's going on?
And you know, all of our people in government are just like us. They're just dumb, flawed people who don't know what's going on also. So who do we look to? I don't know.
What if they did come out and say, you know, guys, we don't know.
They should. I would rather that than being cagey.
We have no idea what this is. We'll look up, put in some resources together to figure it out.
It'd be better than saying, we're sure of three things. It's not us. It's not someone else. And it's perfectly fine. What? No, freaking me out. All right, well, now I would like to show you a compilation.
I just want to state for the record really quickly. You said that everything has died down. It's not really showing up on your timeline. I'd like to state that it literally never showed up on my timeline.
That's so crazy. Even once I tried to get you into it.
Even once you tried to get me into it, it never once showed up on my timeline. And you sent me quite a few videos.
Yeah.
Never once did it show up on its own in my timeline. So far, I'm still questioning whether you were on an alternate timeline, but let's keep going and we'll figure it out. I'm still questioning that
as well. And I think I would like your opinion on that once all the facts are in at the end of the episode.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, now I'm going to show you a compilation of videos that I favorited on TikTok of different sightings. And some of these...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Are all of your sources TikTok? Like, did you ever see this anywhere else?
No. No. Something I'm aware of. It's something I want to talk about, too.
So it never came up on Instagram, never came up anywhere else.
It's seriously a phenomenon that's really on TikTok, which is so strange, and I don't
know how
to feel about
it. Maybe that's why they wanted it banned, actually.
Maybe. I mean...
That's when the band kicked into high gear.
So I'm going to show you this video, and I would like for our audio listeners for you to give your live commentary, if you could. Hey, audio listener, this is Andrew from the future just saying, here's where I showed Lauren like a 4-minute long video of all the shit that I saw on TikTok in the tightest time I could.
But you guys obviously don't have your eyeballs on the episode. So here is a quick audio montage for fun. And if you want to see what we're seeing, be sure to follow us on TikTok or Instagram, where we will be posting visual clips for anything that needs your eyes. And with that, here you go.
All right, so there's one, there's three.
This is crazy. These drones in Jersey is real. Oh my God, look, what is that, bro?
What is happening?
Flowering tubular shaped insect.
See, I told you.
It looks like a plane, but it also isn't, and it's been circling the neighborhood.
It's spinning and everything.
That's not a plane.
Holy shit! What the hell is that?
It's literally just like hovering in that spot. It's huge.
What's going on, Bobby?
How am I supposed to know?
What's going on, Bobby?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
So there's a look at some of the junk I was looking at on TikTok. I do find from that, a lot of that was all mixed together. It was too impossible to sort the timelines. But at the beginning, the ones that were more like red and green on the back and kind of just like big and rectangular, I was almost only seeing those at first.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a thing I look for when trying to determine the validity of a video.
Yeah.
There are a lot of times I think people should take more into account the fact that if something's happening over a populated area that's very notable and there's only one video of it, that's fake.
Yeah.
Like, there would be other viewpoints, there's other people that have phones, but it seemed at least, you know, I've changed my opinion a bit with time, but my barometer was a little bit more entertaining this than I normally would have been because I was just seeing so many videos that did look similar from a similar area.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't look like visual effects. If anything, they're people mistaking something else. These are like regular accounts of regular people. I mean, you see some of these are playing Phil Collins in their car and they're shooting through the windshield, and it's, I mean, you can't get more real than how shoddy these are.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some how a regular person.
Some of them are literally just lights in a sky.
Yeah.
I think there's that one where it's just a circular light and you're like, that could literally be anything. And your video is not capturing whatever your eye is seeing. Like, sometimes, you know, when you're looking at something, you see more of it than you do in your own camera.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I would say I think we would have half as many conspiracy theorists in the world if everyone was required to take an intro to photography class. Because there's all these videos where people are talking about orbs, and that's just a bokeh. That's just a lens flare.
Yeah,
it's nothing. It's an artifact of your lens. It's not a circular light. It is a lens artifact.
Yeah.
You learn it.
You heard it at first,
day one in photography.
I think the big issue is that it seems that New Jersey has never experienced anything flying over them in succession like this or this many at a given time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm from DC, the DC area, and stuff is always flying over you. So I don't think that area would have been as alarmed as New Jersey is, right? Because it's the seat of government. So, like, who knows what's flying over you at any given time? And that airspace is wildly protected, right? So I'm used to seeing that. But I think the major issue here is you guys need to explain to New Jersey why this is happening in their area. I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I saw that anywhere else, I'd be like, oh, it must be some military exercise or something. Even if that's not true, I'm so used to seeing it growing up that I just attribute it to something that the government is doing. The problem is this is new to New Jersey.
Yeah, they're not
used to... If it is related to the government. Yeah, I think it just goes back to the lack of communication from the government, from the FBI. Like, why aren't you guys saying what this is? And why are you letting people just flounder and guess?
And if there is a clear answer, half the videos I showed you are pure junk. And those would never have been posted, I think, if there had been a clear, convincing answer.
Yeah,
but in an absence of that, people just go crazy and people are looking for these things and they're freaking out. So,
yeah, there was some in there that were like interestingly shaped. They're not your like, what did you call them? The quad, whatever's
quadcopter has
quadcopter. It wasn't like that shape. It was like more, I don't know, conical, I guess, shaped.
Yeah. A classic is a UFO thing. My classic thing is calling it a cigar shape, which some of them did look like.
Yeah. Some of them did look like that, and some of them had, like, extra appendages that looked, you know, alien-ish.
Yeah.
So those were cool to look at. I think if I saw interesting shapes like that, that's probably what would make me go, what is that?
Yeah.
But just stuff flying over, not so much. But I'm also desensitized to it. So I think the issue is this doesn't happen in Jersey. This doesn't happen in a lot of places. I would even venture to say that if it happened in L.A., it wouldn't get as big of a response either, because we're used to stuff flying over all the time.
Yeah, there's always stuff flying over. I live near the airport, and also LAPD has a $50 million helicopter budget. There's always stuff flying over.
Yeah, there's always stuff flying over. So I don't even know that people would even notice it unless it was like super low to the ground or something like we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I believe them, I think. I do find it curious that this was literally on no other platform except TikTok.
Yeah, that opens an extra avenue for how this spread.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think let's start getting into our theories of explanations. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm starting with least likely to most likely. Okay. So let's jump into the deep end with both feet and see, could this have been aliens?
Whoa, of all the things I thought you were going to say, aliens was not it. I don't know why.
Starting least likely. So tell me, Lauren, what do you think about extraterrestrial life?
I don't think much about it, but what I do think about it, I think about it as like, so in the last episode, you talked about how much we like to anthropomorphize things and try to make it be more humanoid. I actually think extraterrestrial life looks nothing like us. It has nothing, it doesn't have any identifiable markers that we would readily recognize, because they live in an entirely different environment that would create an entirely different organism.
Yeah, it'd just be like a weird gas ball that doesn't...
Yeah, exactly. And so when I think of aliens, I'm just like, I don't know, some sort of material that's just out there doing stuff. That's what I think of aliens.
That's a good, grounded perspective.
Thanks.
I was trying to think of what my connections are to aliens.
I could think of two things.
In college, I owned a theremin. I can play their mother language on the theremin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two, I have been to the International UFO Museum in Roswell, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I've even been to the UFO-shaped McDonald's. And I got this Christmas mug at the museum.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
Yeah. I similarly don't have any belief that there's aliens on Earth or anything like that. But I enjoy entertaining things and thinking about stuff, you know.
Like, I'm all about Independence Day. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's mostly just very silly, wild theories that don't have any kind of cohesive thread between them as far as aliens go with these drone sightings. But I did find one theory that was kind of fun. Have you ever heard of the Wanaku Wonder? Probably not.
You know I have never heard of that.
It's a very regional, very small niche regional history, so I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. In the mid-1960s, a lot of people claimed to see craft hovering over the Wanaku Dam and Reservoir near what is current-day Picatinny Arsenal.
Wow.
Reports were that the crafts had flashing red and green lights and could transfer from orbs to helicopter-like aircraft. This culminated on October 17, 1966, an event nicknamed the Wanaku Wonder, in which 150 people claimed witness to the UFO.
Wait, where did you get this information?
Oh, I'll show you. Well, it was a guy on TikTok, but I found an old newspaper. I'm very skeptical of this because I found no real article, per se. What I found was a cartoon.
Huh.
A cartoon from...
1966.
Now, this may seem eerily familiar to today's reporting, the description of it and everything, and the location. But the more I looked into it, the more bullshit it seemed. Again, there are no historical experts on this show. Just me reading stuff on the internet. Mm-hmm. But this comes from a newspaper called the Vineland Times, which, as far as I can tell, is still a publication. And one thing that struck me immediately about this image is its similarity to Ripley's Believe It or Not. You ever seen the old Ripley's Believe It or Not cartoons?
Yes!
They look exactly like
this.
They do!
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
I even looked to see if this was Ripley's taken out of context. It was not. But this was kind of a style of stranger than fiction things that you would see in newspapers. So I think that this is very unreliable.
I think it's worth reading this to the listener.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On this first cartoon, there is sort of a kind of bulbous cigar-shaped vehicle they've illustrated. It says it has alternating red and green lights. And then below it, it says, January 7th, 1966, Haskell, New Jersey. Using a telescope, Frank LaScala glimpsed the famous UFO that has been haunting the Wanacue Dam for several years. Tomorrow, flying square. Readers, see your saucer sighting, illustrated here. Send your UFO report in detail with sketches to their address. And they post other follow-ups cartoons.
The thing that's crazy is that they're saying tomorrow there's going to be a flying square. As if this is an attraction. Like, yeah, he looked for this and tomorrow you're going to see a flying square. Like, what are they telling the future?
Yeah, I don't exactly know what they're getting after. But here's an actual illustration of that event. At least 150 people saw a brightly lighted craft hover at treetop height. Every detail clearly visible for many minutes. One of the many UFOs that patrol the giant reservoir at Wanacue Dam. It's kind of a poor scan of this. But
it says tomorrow, UFO yo-yo.
Yeah, see, it seems very tongue-in-cheek, right?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There are a lot of people on TikTok talking about this like it's a real thing. And I'm like, I think the source material is this cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know what you're probably thinking. 150 people, 1966, nobody got a real picture? We only got these cartoons? Well, guess what, Lauren?
We have a picture?
We have a photograph.
Wow.
Ready?
Ready.
Isn't that very compelling? Isn't that everything you wanted to see? Are you a believer?
No.
Can you attempt to describe it to the listener?
It just looks like... What does this look like? It looks like... Honestly, it looks like the Space Needle, but...
It does look like Space Needle with, like, too long of exposure and it got a little blurry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like... just blown out white. Like, it's the worst photograph I've ever seen, actually.
It doesn't make sense because this is a ray of light, like kind of a cartoon tractor beam.
Yes, a very cartoon tractor beam.
This is someone's floor lamp. This is a mid-century modern lamp. Someone took a bad picture of. Kind of makes me think of, you know, there's that old Mitch Hedberg joke where he says, what if Bigfoot is blurry? That's why all the pictures look like that. It's a big blurry monster. It's kind of like that. How come the only pictures we got are always shit? Hey, always.
Also, I'm just generally disbelieving of the exact same UFO type as every other cartoon, every other show that has no imagination as to how these things could look.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
So I think that's really all I've got for aliens. So what do you think? Do you think it's aliens?
It's not aliens.
It's not aliens. I'm going to have to.
It's more likely government surveillance than it is aliens.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, are you ready for theory number two?
Yes.
Theory number two is
nuclear warhead.
Oh, that's so much doom.
Did you hear about this one?
No,
this is one.
I feel a lot of doom when you said that.
Well, you know, I think enough time has passed that I don't think that this is the case. That's why it's my third least likely.
Okay.
But I will admit, this is one that had me genuinely freaked out for about a week where I thought this seemed very plausible.
Okay.
So I was a bit of a believer on this one for a bit. So here's what happened. On December 5th, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued an alert that a piece of medical equipment had been lost in transit. This pretty much immediately caused speculation on social media that what went missing was in fact a nuclear warhead or a dirty bomb that had been stolen and was now in dangerous hands. Though the reporting I found on that intentionally, or the things that had originally freaked me out, intentionally misword things and leave things out to make it scarier.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it was a piece of medical equipment is kind of glossed over. And just the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission saying something went missing is really all you get. But the speculation was that it's been stolen and is now in dangerous hands. The theory then was that the drones were the government scanning for radiation in an attempt to locate the missing bomb, doing so at night to both avoid mass panic as well as not alerting the bad actors of their hunt. So that's a scary thing to think about. Imagine there's a big bomb on a container ship and then it gets stolen and now it's somewhere in New Jersey and they're looking for it.
Yeah. That feels plausible.
Feels plausible, right? Yeah, I thought it was somewhat plausible. Especially because it answers...
I don't know about stolen, though. Stolen feels too Mission Impossible for me. Lost, yeah, this... like it fell off of something? Yeah, I could buy that. Because that happened during World War II constantly.
Yeah.
But I don't know about stolen. I feel like stolen feels like, yeah, too feels way like, too Mission Impossible.
Feels like Doc Brown and the terrorists and Back to the Future or something.
Yeah, like how is anyone getting that close to military warheads to steal it?
But to me, the thing that made it most compelling was that that answered all my questions about why the government was being so bad at communicating. It's like, oh, they're being cagey because they're not trying to show their hand and they're also just trying not to freak everybody out. I was like, okay, something like this would justify their poor communication.
Yeah, that does feel more plausible. I probably for the same reason you're talking about. The thing that tips me off is the stolen part. I don't think you're getting that close. Unless I'm giving too much credit to our military for all the things that you could actually get that close and you and I can go in and steal some things from them.
Who knows?
Who knows? But I just don't think so. And I, to your point about it answers all the questions that the government would be cagey about these things, I toy around with the idea often that our government is a bunch of dum-dums. Like, it just may be they're experts in this one area, but communication is not one of them. Mm-hmm. And so they just don't do it well. Like, I think, trying to figure out why they won't tell us things, it's like, it could be as simple as that they're just terrible at that.
I agree. That's my ultimate takeaway, too. I think they're just bad communicators that aren't real.
Yeah, they're fantastic at war. They're fantastic at science. But they suck at talking.
Yeah, they just need a little grace, being a little more tactful.
Yeah.
So Michael Melham, the mayor of Bellevue, New Jersey, fed into this by asking on network television, what might they be looking for? Maybe it's radioactive material. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged, and it was empty. This nuclear theory then caught on even more after the theory was propagated by the CEO of a remote aircraft system company named John Ferguson through his X account. The video, in which he theorizes the government is searching for radioactive materials with the drones as if smelling for a gas leak, was then shown on, this won't surprise you, the Joe Rogan podcast, where it blew up even more.
I think my issue with this whole thing is the mayor turning into like this conspiracy theory.
We have so many examples in this story already of mayors and governors and congress people just being like, they're the same as us. They're just freaked out and dumb and don't know what's going on. They're the same as us.
But like, at no point in him going on network television did he think to himself, I need to control how I'm communicating.
For real, I think politicians, but right-wing politicians in particular, have forgotten that you're in a place of authority. Like, your average person can go on X and be like, I think it was aliens with a bomb in a briefcase. But you're not.
What are we looking for?
But you're an official. You push a narrative that's like needs to be grounded because you're actually guiding things in the world. You can't just go on and be like, look what I heard on Joe Rogan.
Leave that at home. Freak out with your family at home. And then when you come into the public, say, I don't know anything that's going to alleviate this, but I'm looking into it and I'm hopefully the FBI will give us more questions. Like, pawn it off to the FBI for not giving, but you don't be the person that's trying to find the answers.
Absolutely, yeah. Here's a tip I'm going to give to all listeners, but especially if you are a mayor. If you have something that sounds a little crazy, you want to post on the internet, write it down in your notes app, come back to it tomorrow. Because I guarantee sometimes all it takes is 24 hours for you to look at it and go, again and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't post that.
You think he regrets it?
I bet not. He's shameless. So here's the full scoop behind all of the real story. The shipment that had started all this hubbub was from the NASA Cancer Center in New Jersey, and it was headed to its manufacturer to be discarded. The device in question, the medical device, was called an Eckhart and Ziegler model HEGL0132, which is a type of pen source. I can actually show you a picture of it. So it looks like this. Looks like a syringe. It's got some kind of green stripes on it. What it is something you insert into like a PET or a CAT scanner, and it's used to help calibrate the accuracy of the machine. It has a radioactive isotope called germanium-68, but it's just a very trace amount of radiation that's used for calibrating machines. Mm. And once it's not being used or needs to be disposed of in any ways, the process is to send it to the original manufacturer, who then discards of the radioactive material. So this is what went missing, literally the size of a pen. The level of radiation it contained is deemed Category 3 by the International Atomic Energy Agency's scale, which means it is, quote, very unlikely to cause permanent injury to individuals. Yeah. In fact, it is such a low level of radiation that it was perfectly allowed to be shipped by FedEx, which is what happened. It was handled by FedEx. And as it turns out,
this
the equipment...
is bad press for FedEx.
I know. But as it turns out, the equipment had been temporarily misplaced by FedEx and has since been found, delivered, and disposed of as originally intended. I bet the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission releases statements like this more often than we realize. I think that they have to report publicly any level of radioactive material that goes unaccounted for. Mm-hmm. But the extra added level of scrutiny that was happening on New Jersey is probably the only thing that made this rise to national attention of any kind. Further, a spokesperson for the National Nuclear Security Agency Administration said that drone-led nuclear detection missions like that are being described just aren't even a thing. That's not something that happens.
I know.
They don't have drones that go around look for radiation. This is pure made-up concept. So, debunked. Thoroughly debunked one. That's the most debunked one. All right, are you ready for theory number 3?
I am. I guess I... Okay.
Yes, actually, that should have been my least likely because it was purely debunked, but...
Yeah.
It was more logical than aliens.
Oh, it was way more logical than aliens. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to knock you off course. Okay. Theory number 3, as we're slowly getting more...
Realistic.
This is one that I do think could fully be the explanation. It's not my official theory. It's my number 2. But this very well could be it.
Okay. All right.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah. So I'd like to make an analogy to another event to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the Seattle windshield pitting epidemic?
No.
Well, allow me to tell you about it.
Okay.
In Bellingham, Washington, in 1954, reports began to grow of mysterious pits, dents, and tiny holes in residents' car windshields. It was first reported by the media as a trending act of vandalism, but as the media coverage spread, the reports from citizens grew exponentially. Thousands of people were reporting suspicious holes in their windshields all across the city. Eventually, people were theorizing potential causes such as cosmic rays, nuclear testing, a nearby naval base's radio transmitter, and perhaps the weirdest theory, eggs being laid by sand fleas. Which I had to look up sand fleas, and now I have a new fear.
Yeah, sand fleas are awful.
I did not know about them. Ooh, it makes me not want to go to the beach ever again.
Yeah.
So the fever over these mysterious windshield pits began growing across all the state of Washington and spread all the way up into Canada, a lot like the drones. In the time since this epidemic, it's generally been agreed upon that there was no epidemic, but rather the reporting itself caused people to suddenly become aware of imperfections in their own windshields that had long been there unnoticed until their paranoia caused them to take notice and were likely caused by normal situations like rocks being kicked up on the freeway. Here I'm going to quote Missouri State University sociologist David Rohal. Much of what happens in society is a numbers game. If you have more people, any phenomenon starts to appear more common if you focus on any one event or behavior. Even something that is very infrequent may start to appear as a trend when you aggregate those events.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many thousands of cases, but there were many millions of cars in the affected area. So when you think about it, the report represents less than 1% of cars. And to say that that number of cars would have naturally occurring windshield damage is pretty easy to believe.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it wasn't kicked off by something ordinary or that copycats didn't spring up during this period to intentionally pile up on the hysteria. A representative of Seattle's police crime laboratory said that it was probably about 5% hoodlumism, 95% public hysteria. Mm-hmm. By April 17th, 1954, pitting incidents abruptly ceased, and this is now considered a textbook example of collective delusion. So what do you think? That's, I think, a very plausible explanation with the drones, that maybe there were some drones buzzing over people's houses that shouldn't have been there, that were very unusual, and then there's just a megaphone held up to it and people getting paranoid, pointing at aircraft, stars, anything they see in the sky, and blowing it out of proportion.
Yeah, but I think I buy that only once it became known that all eyes were on Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, in your timeline, it was pretty localized. Weren't that many videos. And then all of a sudden, when the FBI starts talking about it, or when the mayor or the governor starts talking about it, then you have this influx. I think that's when the hysteria starts. But I don't think that negates what the first few people saw and yeah. what alarmed the first few people to say, this thing, it appears every night at sunset. I think that that's a valid reporting. Now, what happens after that? Sure, it could be mass hysteria for sure. People wanting to get in on it, like, oh, this is this thing. They want to get in on it. Or they're recognizing things that fly over all the time and calling it something else. But I do think, I don't want to just readily dismiss those first few people who recognized, I've never seen this flying over before. What is this thing? And then a few other people also having that same question. I don't want to outright say those people are taking part in hysteria. I think that they saw something they've never seen before flying over their neighborhoods. And they're like, what is that? And I'm sure they didn't expect it to turn into mass hysteria.
That's 100% how I feel. I think especially because the first several nights of the reporting probably weren't on social media. You know, when the FAA got its first report, didn't get it through TikTok.
Yeah.
Got a call from someone who was concerned. And then they kept happening. I do think probably, and I mean, even that person could have seen something normal and freaked out, but it's the repetition of it and the consistency in the early stories that makes me think there was a tangible start to this that was mm-hmm. out of the ordinary in one way or the other for the area.
Yeah.
But it's an iceberg where 95% of what we're seeing now, you know, months in, is unreliable and hysteria. But yeah. I think that there was a real start to this that was something that we don't know.
Yeah. And I think that deserves its own explanation that the FBI sucks at.
Yes. And whatever it is, I'm sure it's, like I said earlier, pales in comparison to the panic that they caused.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was a good example, the Seattle mass hysteria. Okay, I'll give you a case in point. That's not really mass hysteria, but in terms of human behavior of noticing things once it's called out. So in DC, we had the DC sniper. And it was a super scary time. And at some point throughout his killing or their killings, it was said that there was a white Astro van that he was in, that they were in, that they were using to kill people. So literally for the entire time, all you saw were white Astro vans. You don't recall seeing them before, but you're primed to look for them for your own safety. So we were seeing them everywhere. And it was just like a really, really scary, 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 scary time. Turned out to not be a white Astro van at all. He was in some, like, I forgot what he was in, but it wasn't a white Astro van at all. But when I hear that example in Seattle, it's like the second you're told something that is that to keep on the lookout for, or that you should be worried about that thing, you are keen to seeing it. So these people may have had pebbles hit their windshield. They heard it, but it maybe didn't create a hole yet or a dent yet until later that night when the weather elements helped it along. And then the next morning you see these dents in your car.
Or maybe you've been there for a year and it was just inconsequential and they never thought anything of it, never noticed it.
Yeah.
Could have been there.
Especially the dents, the holes, you would notice. But I'd be willing to say, like, you're on the highway, you hear the dirt or pebble from a truck hit your car.
Yeah.
It doesn't create a crack until the next morning or something. And then you're like, oh, someone did it to me too. It's like, no, you were on the highway yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know? So, yeah, I like that example.
Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of examples of that. I think we've got the general idea. I think that this happens all the time in many different events.
Yeah.
that once we have something on our mind, we're actively looking for it. And I like what was being said in that earlier quote that I think is important and something that's missing in current media literacy. Fox News will take advantage of this sort of thing a lot. They'll take a couple examples of something happening, usually that victimizes them, and then they'll make it out to be like a national trend. But you have to keep into perspective that by highlighting something that's happening, you're elevating its visibility.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it's representative of a larger thing. Even if some given event happened to five people, that's five people. And depending on what area these five people represent, it may be an absurdly small percentage. And you might see five things and think that's a pattern. But that when you're talking about the national population. That's...
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want to hear what I think is the most likely explanation?
You know it.
I think the culprit is
capitalism.
Okay, I'm with you.
I think this is kind of like in Scooby-Doo when they rip off the mask and it's the same creepy janitor that's been at every other crime.
Yeah.
That's
all right. You've got me. I'm locked in. Say okay. More.
So here's what I think is happening.
Okay.
And this also, I will say the mass hysteria ties into this one. It's a little bit of a both together
okay.
theory. So I think that there is drone testing happening over residential New Jersey rather than the middle of the desert because they in some way need an urban terrain data set. This is probably being done by a private company that has a contract with the DoD and not the government directly. Mm. Hence why they say it's not government drones and it's not a foreign entity. They know that it's a private company that maybe works in aerospace or defense and they're contracting. What are the drones doing exactly? They could be testing the drones themselves, or they could be creating detailed maps and 3D environment scans of urban environments. I think that that is possible because of companies like Amazon and Walmart that are vocally looking to make drone deliveries a reality, and that they could not only need advancement in the drones themselves, but likely a better map and scanning process. It identifies things like individual driveways and backyards to make deliveries possible.
Mm-hmm.
This data would also likely serve a helpful military asset and have value as both in both private and public sectors. For the theory that they are testing the drones themselves, I would like to show you this video that explains some of the behaviors we've seen in a lot of those early drone videos.
Okay.
I have a lot more corroborating evidence too. This isn't purely out of my ass.
Honestly, it could be. Completely bullshit. I'm bought in because this feels like it's possible.
It explains a lot of the behavior. Makes sense with America. Watch this video. Oh, I should say before this, I don't know if I was describing before, a lot of the discrepancies in the early videos was that some people were saying they were flying like planes and some were saying they were hanging out. Some were saying they'd hang out and they just zip off. They're like, what vehicle can do that? This is a video from 4 years ago.
Yeah, so the XB-4, it's been designed as a logistics platform for Navy. You see right here.
So right there we have a very large drone, maybe not car-sized, but...
It's pretty big, though.
I think it's big enough that people could be saying it's car-sized when they see it over their house. It's way bigger than a consumer drone, and it can go...
It's more than half of the length of that man's body.
Yeah, it's huge. It's probably very heavy.
It's huge, yeah.
Can you describe for the listener who couldn't see the video?
Yeah, so it looks like a plane, but instead of the wings just going straight out, they're kind of bent backward. And then it's got these four, turbines. They almost look like missiles that look like they're probably turbines.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the propellers at the top of them, and then it has the fin in the back. Oh wait, the wings go out to the side.
It turns into a plane.
Okay, so they move.
So this is the Petrodynamics XP-4 is the name.
That would explain the morphing people we're talking about.
Exactly. I even have one of the videos where people are like, oh, now it's a helicopter, now it's an orb, and now it's transforming into a plane. This is actually, this demo video from this company is posted on YouTube 4 years ago. So I'm sure it's even advanced quite a lot since then. But this is a vehicle that can start as a quadcopter and then while in the air, transform into a fixed wing plane and shoot off. And it's huge, especially when the wings are out. when the wings are in, it's very big.
It's huge. It's huge. It's definitely, I don't know if I'd say car size, but close.
So I don't have any evidence to say that this specific model or company is behind the early drones, but the fact that this tech
exists
here,
yeah,
and it behaves exactly like the early reports. I don't know what its lights are like.
It's also when it morphs, when it transforms, it looks exactly like some of those videos when it mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily look cigar shaped, even though there is a cigar shaped component to the body of this thing. Yeah. There were some videos where you could see kind of these turbine looking things or the missile looking things poking out in certain ways. So maybe that's what they saw.
Yeah. And in the video, they're talking about it being used for value. It's really big there. So I think if not this, something like this.
Yeah.
This is both a fixed wing and a quadcopter. People just don't know it's a thing.
Yeah.
So they're jumping to bigger explanations to explain what they're seeing. But I think it's something as simple as this. It's just not public knowledge that these kind of drones exist, even though it's not a secret. The video's old.
Yeah. I think the shape of that fits some of the videos that we saw for sure.
I think so.
And it also answers the morphing thing. In terms of capitalism, so your theory is that there's a private company. I don't understand why we wouldn't be able to be told that it's a private company, though, by the FBI.
I don't either. I think that if this is what it is and they're not telling us things, then it's just like a very stubborn need to stay stuck to like an NDA that is not really necessary.
Yeah.
Actually, before we talk about more about that, let me give you the rest of my corroborating evidence because it plays into this. So here's something I learned as much as I could about this, but there's not a ton out there. In 2023, very recently, same year the drone thing was starting up. I don't know when in 2023, but sometime in 2023, there was something established called a testing corridor between New Jersey and Delaware, which was meant to rapidly develop drone tech for military and commercial. What it basically is a airspace between New Jersey and Delaware that's being designated specifically for testing. From the website unmannedairspace.info. Under the terms of the Cooperative Research and Development Agreement, the CRADA, the parties involved, which are span a number of different drone-related agencies and companies, will cooperatively develop a prototype dual-use U.S. East Coast and evaluation corridor for demonstration, development, and evaluation of military, commercial, academic, and federal government UAS and AAM technologies, with future application to strategic airlift capabilities of the U.S. Air Force. The ability of this evaluation corridor is between Joint Base McGuire in New Jersey and Dover AFB in Delaware. It allows groups to rapidly assess technical and operational concepts and to develop measures of value in operational scenarios. What makes the designated airspace a dual-use corridor is that it facilitates the launching and landing of civilian craft from non-DOD sites within the corridor. Many of these tests and experiments envisioned would only be possible with a designated corridor. So, there is in some capacity a designated airspace being used for simultaneously commercial and military development of drones. And there is, I think there is potentially a sort of a silent space race happening right now with drone technology. I think that there's a fight to get faster and more advanced than China, and if we're testing the drones themselves, maybe that's the secrecy and why they're being flown at night. Doesn't entirely explain why it'd be happening over. Why are they using this airspace that's between cities instead of Nevada and desert or something? I have no idea, but there exists something called the testing corridor that's an entire airspace between these two cities, purely for research.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how many testing corridors exist on the East Coast, but, like, I know on the West Coast there's a lot of information because we're always thinking about Asia being able to come to the West Coast, which, thanks to Pearl Harbor, is a real thing, but we've never really seen that happen from the East Coast. So maybe they need to test it over there as well to see what conditions are over there that don't exist on the West Coast in the same way.
Yeah.
Just putting my layman's military hat on.
Or if anything, I mean, it would all be pure speculation coming from me, but I'm sure there are reasons why testing out these things that will be used over urban environments needs to be tested over urban environments at some point, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just
also, I tend to find, and I mean, I haven't been to all West Coast cities, but I tend to find East Coast cities much more dense. Mm-hmm. So maybe testing over much more dense populations, dense areas is necessary too.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's a collection of different public information that kind of adds to a picture of maybe it's just very innocuous testing and they're being cagey for no
reason. Either way, I have a problem with like government and companies or whatever doing whatever the hell they want to do over our heads in our neighborhoods, and we have no say. We have no idea what it is. We have no control over it. And what's stopping that company from going rogue one day and deciding they want to blow up this entire neighborhood? Like, what's I have an issue with that.
Yeah, like, I don't like these car-sized drones being controlled by Walmart and flying all over me.
Yeah, or controlled by anyone. I think we have so little autonomy now over what happens around us and affects us that it's disturbing. Mm-hmm. And this is where we turn from happy to doom. So it's like the idea that I bought a house and that someone can fly a drone over that area, and I have no say in that, is that feels not okay. It's already bad enough that we've decided that land has a price and that this is the price for certain land, and you own the house on that land, but not necessarily the land. That's already bad enough, but we've extended that to airspace and said, okay, you're allowed to use this particular airspace. Like, you slice this section for doing whatever the hell you want to do. People be damned. And at some point, we're going to find that there's ramifications to all these things, right? Like, what do you call those grids where there's a lot of electrical power and stuff that they found that those were in underserved areas, and now they were chief cause of different cancers in those areas? Aaron Brockovich was about this.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going to find that shit like this is causing those kinds of stuff too at some point. But I'm already really sick of the idea that we can't walk outside of our homes or exist in our own neighborhoods without something imposing itself on us.
Yeah.
I think that's my main issue with this whole drone thing that appears to only have existed in your reality. But the fact that it even exists there is like, these people have no say over what imposes what gets imposed on their day-to-day functioning. Like, they're just outside of their house and something just flew over it. That's not a commercial airline. They don't know what it is. They know it's a drone. They just don't know what it is or why it is. And I just think that slowly but surely, all of our autonomy as people in the pursuit of happiness is being stripped away.
Yeah.
And that is my take.
That's a good take. A heavy one, but a good take. I think there is something particularly oppressive or claustrophobic about thinking all the air above us is going to be owned and have stuff zipping around. I think, I don't know what the timeline is, but I think there will be a time, especially when deliveries are happening and when LAPD's got a new $50 million drone budget or something is going to surely happen soon. Every town might feel like LA already looks, and LA is going to be even more filled with buzzing. And
yeah, I mean, people look at the Jetsons or they look at Back to the Future and they say like, oh, we should have flying cars by now. No, we shouldn't.
No,
we shouldn't. We should have something that's not crowded with shit.
Yeah, regular old aerial trains and things like that. Let's have some good public transportation. We don't need
It just, I don't know. It, when I think about, have you ever looked at a map of the air routes, like airline routes?
Yeah. Seems like a mess.
It's insane.
It's a lot.
And when you look at that, it's like you've got these airline highways, right? Where there's so many planes at any given time. I forget how many planes fly on a given day. It's actually alarming. And the fact that we can't see it makes it possible. Like, oh, that's great. We can't even see it. So that feels good. But the second you get into drone territory where we can see it and we have it in our everyday, even the idea that there are drones in the sky or there are scientific aircraft in the sky on a regular basis that you can't tell the difference from with your naked eye between that and a star. I just think that's such an imposition on humanity. That's such an imposition. Like, you should be able to look at the sky and be like, those are stars. And now you have to be like, is that a star? I don't know. And there's so many up there. There's so many up there that it's just like, I think I crave more than I have in the past just being human without all this extra shit. And I think in a lot of ways, this whole drone experience in New Jersey just kind of, I don't know, it kind of pisses me off that that stuff can just happen with no explanation. And the FBI gets to come on their communication resources and say, oh, it's not this, but it's also not that. Have a nice day.
Yeah. I mean, I think to some extent, if they want to hide, if keep something secret, us being confused is helpful. So,
yeah.
But I think that these agencies should maybe take a little more value of the amount of trust that they're burning every time that they let something like this go.
Yeah.
Can they let people just wildly speculate and give weird, contradictory, non-answers? It's really eroding trust, I think. I think it's more damaging.
For sure it does, because you don't think, you already know you can't go to them for your answers. Like, that's clear.
Yeah. Well, those are my four theories. Do you have any other completely outside of theory of those?
No, because this has never existed outside of my experience with you. So as far as I'm concerned, you and I currently exist in a happy doomsday bubble to discuss the drones. And once I leave this bubble, that does not exist.
Yeah. Well, I have a little takeaway section I wanted to go over about my bubble. But before I get to that, I want to show you something unusual where this really got to my brain.
I need to know, like, because I am the lamentation specialist on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good lamentation?
That was fantastic. In fact, I had a little closing section on that, and you said everything so much. You said the same points 1,000 times better than I could have. And brand new, I'm not even reading it. It would just be repetition. Yeah, that was a perfect way to close, I think, the final theory. And I think that a lot of people are going to have those exact same anxieties. And I think that those are going to become a lot more a normal point of conversation in the near future.
Thank you. I'm happy to know that my lament was well received.
Yes. So, Friday night. Well,
this past Friday.
Yeah, Thursday night. It's Friday morning, this last Friday at 4 a.m. I'm laying in bed. 4 a.m. And I hear this go over the top of my apartment. And I was like, that's a little unusual. I live close to the airport and I'm in LA, so I hear stuff going over a lot. That was
really fast.
A little more loud and ferocious, and normally this doesn't happen at 4 a.m. Burbank Airport stops flying in planes, or they have them fly in silent after like 10 p.m. or something.
So zoom, 4 a.m.
So zoom, I'm like, geez. A few minutes pass, zoom, another one. I'm like, geez. A few minutes after that, zoom, another one. And at this point, I'm like, okay, it's 4 a.m. But I got this drone stuff bouncing around in my skull.
Yeah, you do.
I need to get up. I need to put on glasses. I need to look out my window. And when I tell you, after the third one, I sat there and I waited for maybe 30 seconds. And another one came and I looked at it and I thought, that is exactly the drones that I'm seeing in New Jersey. That is a drone. It's got the red and green lights. It's really big. It's huge. And it was really close, going right past me. Unfortunately, I didn't quite have the time to get my phone out fast. So the only video I have of it is when it's far away. I'm going to show you that.
Renfro, you buried the hell out of the lead.
Well, when you see the conclusion to this, you'll see why it was a closer.
Wow. you have a first-hand account.
And I'm not kidding when I say that I was like, that was a drone. Actually, I stayed up for almost an hour afterwards just waiting for another one, but I caught the last one. There were four. So here it is way off in the distance. See that little blinking light?
Yeah.
But it was huge. It was huge, and it went by really close.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
But it wasn't hovering. It was zipping. It was zipping.
Wait a second. All right. Explain to me huge. When you say huge, what are you saying?
I'm saying like the size of my living room. Like,
what? That's bigger than a car.
It's bigger than a car. It was really big.
Wait a second. Whoa. I'm blown away right now. Because the way you buried this information in this entire podcast is wild.
Yeah.
This entire time, I'm like, yeah, right.
I was like, it's in LA, and I've seen one. I got on TikTok, and I was like, are other people seeing this? And I couldn't find anything. But four of these went over, and I saw one with my eyes very clearly. I really wish I had my phone out sooner.
The size of your living room.
Huge. Yeah.
Holy shit.
In fact, I would say that's what I read it as when I saw it. Mm-hmm. But when I learn what I think it was, it's even bigger than that. So here's all the video I got. This little blinking in the distance as it goes.
Of all the people to capture a good one, I would have thought it was you.
I know. It was 4 a.m. I was in bed at 4 a.m.
No excuses.
But so I thought, I wonder if this was like, what if this is just something going to put out a fire? Okay. LA fires are still happening.
Yeah.
And I looked on the map. I did look on the Firewatch app and see that there was a fire that had just started. On the Firewatch app, it said at 4 a.m. That was in the same direction that it was heading.
Oh, wow. Said, okay.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is just something putting out the fires. But it turns out, I think I know what it was, and it's way worse than aliens. The next day, I'm sitting in my living room. I'm on my computer. Zoom! Over my same roaring zoom sound. I go, I throw my laptop.
You have to go. Yeah.
I got my phone this time. I got my fucking phone this time. I go to the bedroom. It's the same sound, and it's flying the same path. Do you want to guess what it was?
No. Just tell me.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. It was Donald Trump. Yeah, worse. I told you. Look, it's Marine Force One. He just visited the Palisades fire, and he's flying back. And these are the vehicles I saw.
Oh.
So for the audio listener, this thing, it kind of has the body of a plane, but it has two very large vertical rotors that are like helicopters. I looked it up. It's called a tilt rotor.
I've seen them in DC.
I think they flew over me to prepare for Trump the next day.
Yeah, they totally did. I've seen them in DC a lot.
Yeah. There they are, going over the same mountain range. They go over the other side of it, actually, than the night before, but I think that's what I saw.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
So I just like to say to the viewer, don't buy into all of your emotions. Some things are irregular explanations, but that doesn't make them conspiratorial. It is unusual that it was Donald Trump and Marine Force One, or planes readying for the next day with Trump visiting the fire.
Yeah, at that hour and that loud.
Yeah, so it was something weird and specific that wasn't normal, but that doesn't mean it was something crazy. It wasn't something crazy. So that was my own little 24-hour journey, and thinking I saw a drone myself and then going, I'm silly.
I was bought in. Did you hear? Like, I was so excited. Like, no,
you won't
freaking way.
Believe how much effort it took for me not to call you
Tell
or message
me
you after it happened. And I was going to be before I even saw the daytime one. And when I saw the daytime one, I actually didn't realize until the following day that that was Trump. It did occur to me that it looked like the Marine Force One painting
Force
on
one.
The. Or, is it Marine Force One when it's the plane, the helicopter?
Oh, good.
The helicopter's got a separate name. But my first thought was that confirms my fires idea. It's some kind of military thing. They're heading towards the fires.
Yeah.
Then, no. I actually looked up video of Trump's plane helicopter perspective they had on the news, and you can see those four guys trailing behind him in those helicopters. So I was like, yeah. How is it? Fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's worse than drones.
Worse than drones.
Talk about an imposition.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that flying over my head.
Talk about an imposition.
But so that, I think, was a good lesson for me in allowing yourself a large range of credulity and things that you can allow to happen within the realm of grounded reality. Just because you can't explain something doesn't mean it's something crazy.
Doesn't mean it's aliens, folks.
Something can be really unusual and completely innocuous. And that's what this was.
Yeah.
So my only wrapping up thoughts, two, one that we've kind of been making a running theme throughout the podcast, but the hypothetical idea of an entire hoax happening within one app is really thin in my head. Like, am I susceptible to being pulled down a rabbit hole that only exists in one place? I think I am now, but I think I've come out of this a little wiser.
We'll see the next conspiracy theory.
Yeah. At least like the skeptical left wingers amongst us always think of the other side as being the conspiracy theorist. But I've been seeing a trend that honestly, I think the drones kind of broke a dam with, where there's starting to be way more non-political and left wing conspiracy theories. I'm kind of afraid in the next few years that that's going to get worse. Do you see the thing about the fog? Was that also just my algorithm? Very dumb conspiracy theory. It was foggy in many parts of the U.S. People were like, this fog isn't normal. It's got some kind of chemicals in it. Does this look like normal fog? It was a huge thing. It's so stupid. It's all stupid. And it's just people who like, well, how do you know what fog, the extent of what fog can look like? It's people who pretend like they're experts on things that are just going like you see people in those videos I showed you too, where they're like, it looks like a helicopter, but it's not. What do you mean it's not? Where does that part come from? It's like, it looks like normal fog, but it's not. Well, who are you to say? So I do think there's a big trend. I call it blue anon, left-wing conspiracy theories. And I think that's going to be a bigger problem. And I think that we need more media literacy across the board. As much as I enjoy the TikTok platform, I think that it is good at latching at your emotions and showing you things that get emotional reactions out of you. And sometimes that can even prey on the most logical amongst us that we think of ourselves as. So
100%. I think what I'm worried about on the blue side of things is how easily we kind of lay down our arms in with the belief that we can't do anything about it. Like when we talk about all of these dumbass executive orders, it's like, oh, he did this thing. What are we going to do? It's like that thing can't go into effect without Congress. So in 2 years, do your thing. Show up to the voting booth, because in 2 years, yes, it's going to suck for the next 2 years, but he can't do it without Congress agreeing to those things. It has to go through House and the Senate, period. But it keeps getting pushed around like, this is horrifying. And yes. But right now it's highly symbolic.
Yeah, we operate on headlines and talking points now. We don't have any like depth in the nuance or context of anything. Quick throwaway talking points.
And unlike the right, it literally creates inaction on the left.
Yeah.
It's inaction. Like, I wish it would create action. It's like,
yeah, it makes us go,
oh, yeah. What can we do? It's like, what do you mean? What can we do? Like, this is, learn what these things mean, and then you'll know that it can't go anywhere without buy-in from so many people.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I have a last little, like a little paragraph I wrote up to conclude this episode.
Okay.
Some people feel comfort in conspiracy theories because it helps explain and compartmentalize the random chaos of the world. It's comforting to have an explanation for something that doesn't seem right, even if that explanation is terrifying and apocalyptic. It can lend a feeling of control or an identifiable reason for your lack of control. On the flip side, While adhering to Occam's razor will often serve you well, there's also a comfort in skepticism that can too easily have you dismissing upsetting scenarios for less threatening, innocuous explanations. Crazy things do happen in the world. People do have the capacity to conspire. Obviously, the grounded skeptic is going to be in the right more often than the hysterical conspiracy theorist, but it's important to approach everything unknown with grounded feet, unemotionally, and let's be real, insane crazy shit happens in our world every single day, so don't let the fact that it's crazy write you off entirely from dismissing it. So my parting message, I think, is to just say that when approaching things like the New Jersey drone situation, be skeptical and open-minded in equal fashion. The only way to find the truth is with your wits and humility. And that's my parting words.
Wow. Listen to that plane.
There's a drone right there. Look at it buzzing and staring at me. Get out of here, drone. Get out of here. That's what you got to do when they start invading your skies. Go up there and go, get out of here. That's all you got to do. Look, oh.
That's all you got to do.
You know what I saw last night as I was driving through Hollywood? I saw a dog barking at one of those delivery robots. And I thought,
yeah,
that's the future.
The way to do it.
And the drone has those little blinking LED eyeballs. And it was going,
I look scared. I don't want these things delivering stuff.
No. And now we got those. And we also got the autonomous vehicles now in LA.
I'm with you. Get out of here.
Maybe that's a future episode. The autonomous things that are already on the ground. But yeah, what did you think of the episode overall? What are your takeaways?
What are my takeaways?
That I have a scary algorithm.
You have a weird algorithm. Like, there's often times where ours overlap, but somehow you're on your own on this one. It's firmly on your side of the Venn diagram.
Seems to be. I mean, I think all it takes in a world centered around the internet is like a few hundred people to be on the same trend matched up together. I think it was more people than that reacting to New Jersey, but I'm saying these echo chambers can be small.
I hear you saying that, but because my only knowledge of it is through you, I think that you're reporting live from something only on your timeline.
Yeah.
You're on a Doctor Strange timeline that I do not have access to.
Well, what I think you should do, Lauren, is do your own research. I'm saying? Do your own
research. I hear you. And yeah, I hear you. All right. Challenge accepted. But if my algorithm turns into nothing but drones, I'm going to be very pissed at you.
Well, I'll feel validated at least. So it won't all be right. All a loss.
Anything for you.
Hey, listener, it's Andrew from the future again interjecting. Wow, twice in one episode. We recorded this a few weeks ago, and there's been one other major development since then, which is probably the final word on the drone situation. The new White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, I think is how you say her name. She's really dumb and angry in everything she says, if you've seen her. She said this.
An update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
So that's not real specific, but it is kind of interesting, the direct nod to some were officially being flown for research. And I think that kind of backs up my number one theory. I'm just saying. Anyways, back to wrapping up.
Well, you know, not all clips in my drone algorithm were doom and gloom. Some were nice little country folk songs. So I'd like to take us out with a fantastic song about the New Jersey drones, written and performed by Jesse Wells on TikTok, who I highly recommend. Extremely charming, fun songs about every topical news story under the sun. So here it is. Take Me Home, Country Drones by Jesse Wells. And until next time, happy Doomsday. It's a proven fact. You ain't gotta be Alex Jones to say, Mama, look up. There's a bunch of drones. And if you ask Uncle Sammy what he's got cooking, he'll say, if you don't like what you see,
It's your own damn fault for looking whatever's going on. Sure seems giant. I never thought aliens would be FAA compliant. Whoa. From Utah to Wisconsin to West Virginia, what the hell's in New Jersey? What's the agenda? Take me home. Country drones, beam me up or leave me alone.